There is a mitzvah of pidyon haben. So whose mitzvah is it? So there are the two choices. Either it's the father's mitzvah. On day 31, we'll go with the Magen Avraham. After 30 days, one does the pidyon haben. So the father could do it starting from day 31. Or when the child turns 13, he could do it himself. Those are the two givens, it seemed to be. So the question is, let's say the father cannot make it. Could he do it ayidei shliach? So the Ramah, quoting from the Rivash, writes, the Eina of Yochol Liftos ayidei shliach, that the father cannot appoint a shliach for pidyon haben. There is no din of shlichus v'gam ein based in poden also below of, and there's no concept of based. In other words, in the Gemara in Mila, the Gemara in Kedushin, other places talks about mitzvahs of al haben. So it says the father should do the bris mila and the father should do the pidyon haben. However, when it comes to mila, it says if the father doesn't do it, the chiyav on the based in to do it. There is no line like that regarding pidyon haben. Therefore, which leads the Rivash, the way the Ramah quotes it, that there is no concept of Beis Din, there's no concept of Shlichus by pidyon haben, and therefore it's either the father or the child. Why would that be? We have a general Shlucho Shaladim Komoso. Why in the world would we not apply Shlichus here? So, it's difficult to say it's a mitzvah Shebagufa, like the Tosas Arid. I can't tell you, I don't feel like waking up in the morning putting on tefillin. Why don't you put on tefillin for me? That's not a mitzvah that lends itself to shlichus. It's hard to say that by pidyon haben. There's a chasam sofer which writes more derech drush than derech halacha. That why is there no shlichus? Because it's zecher l'makas b'choretz. It's zecher to the way the miracle happened. The firstborns were saved the night of the Exodus from Egypt, and therefore he points out that it says, we say in the Haggadah, Ani velo malach, Ani velo shaliach, that God himself did it b'chvodo liatmo. So therefore, since pidyon haben is zecher to the way it was done in Makas Bechorah, so therefore that's why perhaps Derek Drush is no shaliach. It's difficult to be halacha to understand why not, but that's what the Rama writes. Based on the Rivash, there is no shlichus. So therefore, it's either the father has to do it, he can't even appoint a shliach, and if not him, then you got to wait to 13-year-old, the child turns 13, then the child does it. The Shach, the Taz, the Gra, many Gedolei Apostolim disagree with the Rama, and they say, what do you mean? Manishtana laylazeh. Of course there's shlichus by pidyon haben. Why wouldn't there be? So even if there is shlichus, you have to have a father who, so if a father appoints someone, then it wouldn't be a problem. But what happens if there is no father? What do you mean there is no father? Well, either in the olden days the father died, or today, unfortunately, not uncommon, that let's say it's a Gentile father, so you have a biological father, Ba'pi Halacha, he's not your father, he's not Jewish. So therefore, but it's a first, it's Petirechem, it's a Jewish child from a Jewish mother, so Yechayev and Pidyon haben. So what do? According to the Ramah, there's nothing to do. If there's no father, then you have to wait till you're 13. However, according to the Shach, Taz, Gra, but what about Shlichus? There is no Shlichus, so there is no father. And the father is a Gentile. A Gentile can't apply Ein Shlichus La'akum. So they get into a whole discussion. There's a famous Ksos on it. We'll have a separate shiur on it. And Zachin La'adam Shelo Bafanav. There's a concept of Zachia. Ein Shlichus, so maybe the Katan we could do it for. But there's definitely Ein Shlichus La'katan. Aval Zechia, but the Gemara says, I think it's above Metzia, there is Zechia. And that's a Shaila. Some have a Lashon Zechiya Drabanan. Midrabanan, others say, no, it even works Min HaTorah. It gets in, is it a schust? You're taking his mitzvah, maybe Zachin Lo Adam, not May Adam, maybe here you're taking money from him. So many different issues in terms of the whether Shlichus, whether Zechiya works Mitam Shlichus, or he works some other way, like the Ksos Mitam Yad. Whatever the issue is, if there is no father, it's hard to have a shliach. So there's a whole major discussion, how does it work? So l'maisa, what is the practice? So at least, so the Chasim Sofer writes, back in his day, he thinks it's a sveika d'dina. It's a machlokes rama, shach, taz, bra. So he says you should do a pidyon aden, you should do it misafik. In other words, day 31... whatever, however you're going to appoint, not an official based in, someone takes control, and they represent the child as a schus. And on day 31, they do the pidyon haben without a bracha. And then the Chasim Sofer recommended you put around the child's neck, I guess he's wearing a necklace, you put it inside, it's a safik padoy. So hopefully when they turn 13 and the rabbi sees it, or someone sees it, they'll realize, oh yeah, we have to do a pidyon haben again. So basically, you do it again at 13 without a bracha. So basically, you do it twice, al tzveika. That's what the Chasim Sofer represents. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we never saw such a practice, lo shamanu, lo ra'inu. The minigan litta was not that way. We follow the Vilna Gaon, and it's what, and forget nothing to do with shlichus. It's pirah nachov. If you pay back money, I don't need anyone. I don't need a shliach. It's a matter of owing money. You pay the money you owe. It works, and therefore you could do it right away at day 31 with the bracha. So that seems to be that's a discussion among the Gedolei HaPoskim, whether you just do it right away, you get someone else. Daruch HaShulchan, someone a taina that maybe, what would be the problem with that? If no one has a chiyav, so maybe it's like doing, if there's no father around, or no father, so the Levush wants to came, maybe it's like considered someone who's not mechuyav, but it's like doing it on day 28. However, the Shach says, no, there is a chiyav. We just don't know, we can't find the person who's technically chaya, so therefore we're able to work it out. So I guess they're different minhagim. Some go with the Aruch HaShulchan, the Gra, that's it. We do the Pidyon HaBen, day 31, with the Bracha, B'Torah Zvadai. And those who work with the Chasim Sofer, they do a Safik Pidyon HaBen at day 31. Or they do a Pidyon HaBen Misafik on day 31. They do another one, hopefully, if they remember. Or they still contact people, figure it out. And when the child turns 13, to do another pidyon haben al tzafek.